From KCBW Alwaga News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. At more than 10,500, a new report from the Brookings Institution says the Salt Lake City region ranks 50th out of 100 metropolitan areas for the number of clean jobs. But the sectors mentioned in the study, called Sizing the Clean Economy, include much more than green energy. For example, mass transit, waste management, and recycling. I spoke with Mark Muro, Senior Fellow and Policy Director at the Brookings Metropolitan Policy Program.
We define the clean economy as a whole array, very broad array of activities that have as their goal reducing environmental impact and harm and keeping the environment clean and intact. So it ranges all the way from the high-flying wind and solar industries we've been hearing a lot about to things such as waste management or even mass transit, which reduces carbon emissions from vehicles.
And so it looks like the Salt Lake City metropolitan region is right smack dab in the middle of the 100 areas you looked at. We're at 50th. What are some of the various factors that make up that ranking?
Well, it's a middling performer, no doubt. You know, public mass transit has been an important part, waste management, some of the standard things that have happened everywhere, but also energy-saving building materials has grown and is sizable. Recycling is an important activity in the green economy. But then you've also seen some growth in solar voltaic, organic foods and farming and green chemicals. So it's a variety of things.
Many people have noted that here in Utah, one thing they feel might be holding our clean jobs economy back is that, for example, we don't have a renewable energy mandate. How much does public policy play a role in how many clean jobs you find in a given area?
It clearly can begin to set a framework. It draws attention to the area. It can set a basic set of signals about the direction of the economy. It can, in that same sense, begin to create demand. And that has been helpful in Colorado, for instance, where a longstanding portfolio standard has helped create an energy economy.
Which areas of the country did you find that the clean energy economy is growing the fastest?
Well, it's interesting. There's been substantial growth in places like Knoxville, where there's surprising activity around a national lab. A number of regions seen growth, for instance, Albany, New York, which is heavily into wind and solar manufacturing, or especially wind and water technology with the big GE plant. Some of the San Francisco Bay metro area has been, Silicon Valley and San Francisco have each seen growth in the clean tech segments.
And there are some recommendations, it looks like, that you make in the report to ramp up the pace of clean energy jobs throughout the country. What are some of those recommendations and who are they really directed at, whether it's Congress or the private sector or the state level?
Well, it's obviously not a time where we'll be seeing as huge policy activism in Washington, but I think it's a time to be thinking what matters for the future. So at the federal level, we think, it would be good to have a, some sort of energy standard for the nation that would set that signal. We also need to set up some lean, smart finance institutions that can help companies scale up. And then we need to keep investing in innovation.
What do you think an individual state like Utah could do, for example, to move up our ranking from 50th to higher on the list?
Well, states can and do take a role. States can engage to, as you're saying, set a standard for the amount of clean or renewable energy that comes from clean sources for utilities. They can, in their procurement activities, favor or purchase green and clean products. They can enter the finance. They can seek ways to finance the scale up of these economies.